Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Madison Castile with Appalachian Performing Arts.
So now, Madison, I've seen you dance a number of times. You clog all over everywhere, and I've gotten to see you over the years at Barbecue Festival, for sure, Bluegrass Barbecue Festival. So you were doing something kind of cool on internet with folks because of the COVID-19 situation, and I knew you had your dance school going, and I thought it would be nice to talk to you. So, first of all, how are you doing? Are you making it through with COVID-19 okay?
Yes, we're doing great. We've been able to keep in touch with all of our students and keep everyone encouraged and excited about practicing and everything.
So now, how long have you been set up and doing this before everything started?
We've been in business a little over a year. We celebrated our first birthday in March.
Well, cool. Now, when you say we, is it basically you and family, or who all's involved in it?
Well, I'm running the business, and I teach most of the classes, but I have two amazing instructors that work with me and a couple of senior students that help out and a lot of families that are very involved.
I know your experience as being a wonderful clogger, but I know you do all sorts of dance. So what all do y'all do at the Appalachian Performing Arts?
Well, we offer ballet, tap, jazz, musical theater, clogging, modern and contemporary, kinder dance, little dancers. We're working on some summer programs and different things, but our main focus is on traditional Appalachian dance. So that's where the heart of everything is at our studio.
That's really neat. What I noticed, you're trying to do some things to let some folks like do some dancing and like, I guess, watch online. Tell me what it is you've been doing during this time when we couldn't all get together.
Yes, so we've been using a website, or it's also an app. It's called Zoom, and it's like a video conference.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'd be kind of difficult to teach dance when you can't see each other.
That's true.
So it started out, we started using Zoom to just keep in touch with our regular students. We try to encourage everyone to keep practicing for our recital that's coming up, so we don't have to make up for any lost time when everyone's able to come back. But we thought it would be a great way to open up to the community since everyone's staying at home and not able to be in a group setting. We just thought it'd be a great way to reach out to the community, but it's spread very quickly. We've been very excited for all the response we've been getting.
Well, that was my next question. Are you getting good response to it?
We are. We were just going to reach out to just local people, and a lot of people from Burnsville have responded and some of the surrounding communities, but lately it's spread to out of the state, and we even have some people from different countries that have been responding and wanting to join in. So
well that's really cool. So now this is just something everybody can just come on and just, it's, there's no charges or anything involved. What age groups are you working with?
We have one special online class that we gear toward our younger dancers, and it's called Little Dancers. Everything else we offer is for anyone who wants to join, any age or level of experience.
Are you doing it just like in the evenings or middle of the day or all day long? What's the schedule like?
Well, this week was kind of our first week doing this, so we've only been doing it for 30 minutes in the evening. This is actually supposed to be our spring break for our regular students, so this
right.
is what has given us the opportunity to do this. But we're hoping to do it for a few hours on Fridays and Saturdays until our schedule is able to go back to the way it was before all this.
If folks want to know more about it, I saw it on Facebook, so mm-hmm. I guess just look for you on Facebook is probably the best place to connect.
Yes, we're on Facebook and Instagram, and we also have a website, AppalachianPerformingArts.com.
So now you've got a recital that'll be coming up eventually. Other special programs or anything going on that's going to be coming up once we all finally can get back together again?
Well, our recital, we're planning to have it on May 30th at the Burnsville Town Center, and that's the next big thing that we have coming up. We also do summer day camps, and the dates will be announced soon. We're getting all that in order now, and we have a new dance year starting in the fall. So.
You actually are located, your regular studio is in Burnsville, is that right? Where's it at?
Everything is at my home studio right now. We're located just outside of the east side of town.
As far as your regular classes and everything, if they go to the website, they can kind of get an idea of what you've got going on, and if they have questions, maybe an email address they can contact you at?
Yes, our full schedule is available on our website, and I'm at madisonclogs@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're spending the rest of this dance year throughout the spring to prepare for recital, but we'll be open for enrollment again for our summer programs and our following dance year.
All right. How is it going? I mean, I know it's going well with the online stuff, but your regular dancers, your business, how is that going well?
It's going well. We're able to keep in touch with everyone, social media and through our Zoom classes. We're doing something special for our students this month since we know a lot of our families are facing a lot of uncertainties with this time, and we're running completely by donations this month. So we've been able to reach out to them through that and make sure everybody's doing okay, and we're planning to pick back up as soon as we can.
Hopefully it will be soon. It will be, and hopefully it will be whenever it's good for all of us. Because the last thing we want to do is all of us to wind up even sicker. So
make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah, for sure. You love the clogging, don't you?
I do. That is what. That's the dance that made me fall in love with just dancing and performing.
You're part of Coal Mountain Cloggers, right?
Yes, that's the team I grew up with, and I'm still involved with it.
You take students, and you're located, like you said, on the east side of Burnsville. But now you'll take people, Spruce Pine, wherever, if they're willing to come be a part of you once everything's opened back up.
Yes. Once we're opened up again, we'll be open for enrollment, and we'll take anyone who wants to learn how to dance, any age, any level of experience.
Well, that's really wonderful. Have some from Madison County, too, probably?
Yes, we do. We have some after-school programs that we run in Madison County, so we have a lot of friends there, too.
Yeah, well, that is cool. Well, I am glad to get to talk to you because, I knew you had something going on, and then when I saw the online stuff, I thought, that's just really cool to be able to do some things because, if nothing else, I'm sure there's some kids that just want to move around a little bit, you know, have something fun like that to do and learn something.
Yes.
So that's really neat.
It's important to stay active and involved with groups during this time. I know a lot of kids are missing out on other extracurricular activities and just being a part of a group. So this has been a great way to connect.
Well, that's really great. So tell us again the website, the Facebook, the Instagram, all that, what we need to do to find you.
Yes. So our website is AppalachianPerformingArts.com, and we're on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And all of our information is on there, and we try to keep everything updated so you'll know what's going on within the next weeks and months.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to come talk to us today. I know you're busy. Go get ready to do your next classes, okay?
Thank you so much.
Our guest today, Madison Castile of Appalachian Performing Arts. Again, Madison, thanks for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.